So welcome to Our Church Radio, Amplifying Voices, Inspiring the World. I'm your host, Alba Mireles, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome today's guest, Alfred Jędrzejczyk, the author of the book titled Beyond the Foggy Ocean Blue, The Enchanted Lady in the Beach House, and more. We're here to celebrate your creativity and explore the world you crafted in these books. Alfred, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So my first question will be, like, who is Alfred, and like, what inspired you to write all of these books, like fiction, poetry, even children's books?
It was about a dream I had, I said, probably when I was a teenager. It was what kind of inspired me. But I had a dream that I can remember to this day. And it was, I looked up in the stars and I saw these words. And had straighten out your mind, have faith in the Lord, he is coming soon. And since then, I've been creating books with a biblical genre, but they're still about real life, but and how you get through some of the problems in life. And each book has a certain genre dealing with the Bible and not real religion, but good. Good words and inspirational topics for everyone who is grieving or helping or hurting.
Okay, and you write across so many genders. Like, is there a part of your writing identity, like fantasy, mystery, poetry, children's, that feels most you?
I'd say it would be like it's a adventure, mystery.
That's the one.
Right.
Okay, and one of your most popular titles is the Enchanted Lady in the Beach House. Like, this has a mystical ring to it.
Yes.
What sparked the idea behind that story?
It's actually about a woman who I actually met on the beach. And it's my story about how I met her, talked to her, grew close to her. And I'm going to give the ending, but that's kind of the main... what entered me to do that story. So I work at the beach, I'm a toll collector. And so I'm New Smyrna Beach, I meet all kind of people and get all kind of stories.
Okay, and then there's Beyond the Foggy Ocean Blue. And how do you balance the mystery and fantasy elements in that novel?
Beyond the Foggy Ocean Blue is, again, it's a story about survival. It's adventure, it's mystery, and about how the main character happens to find a way. His brother goes to see his brother actually in kind of like a fog. So it's called the Foggy Ocean Blue. He sees his brother in the fog, his dead brother. And his brother tells him the truth about something that happened in the story. And the main character tries to help everyone and show them what really happened to his brother, because it was not what people thought.
Okay, that sounds like, okay, there's a lot of suspense, like mystery, yes, involved in the books. And what's your approach to keeping readers guessing while delivering a satisfying reveal, like to keep them reading?
I would say it's like just the wording. The wording, the suspense, the build-up to the final ending. And I want to praise God, too, because God gave me the ability to do this, and he's number one in my life. So,
yeah, because you have also, I saw that you have poetry and
yes,
titles that shows like a reflective side. And how did an anthology of poetry come together, and what themes stand out?
Okay. In my Facebook, which you can go under Alfred Jędrzejczyk, I put poetry stories. I'd say every couple weeks, everything that comes to me. And my idea is I took all these poems, I put them into an anthology.
Okay. And there's another book, because he has 12 books, I Met God at the Beach.
Yes.
Faith clearly plays a role. What inspired you, that book, and how does it complement your fiction book work?
It's kind of like when I grew up as a child. When I was a child, I didn't know God. I didn't know where I was going, didn't know where what was going on with my life. And it's a kind of a story about a child who sees beauty in the beach, in the ocean, and inspires the story of, that type of character. So it's a good story. It's a children's book. It can be for an adult, too, because it's something that even adults, I think, would enjoy.
And you are combining these spiritual meaning. Is that natural mix for you, or how does it develop as you write?
It comes to me, like I said, before I write, I pray. Okay. And I ask God to help me. So this is not only my books. This is words from God that have given to me, and it's what helps inspire me through.
And then you're writing also for children's and for adults, but this is like a big shift. What led you write a children's book, and what was the experience like?
Basically, the other books are like more, they're adult themes. It's like, things that maybe children really don't want to know right now. It's because there's more adult themes in the other books, and it's it helps. Like I said, it's inspirational, it's biblical, and it's a unique story. It's a unique adventure for anyone who would read it.
And based on your work and your books, there's a message that you hope to share through all that stories that you share with us in your book.
That again would probably be my dream I had. And I try to use bits and pieces of that throughout all my books. So I kind of, that's where I get my inspiration. So
do you plan an outline extensively, or write more organically and discover your story as you go? When you're writing the novel, it's something that you plan before, or it just comes to you?
It just comes to me. I don't even know where I'm going. I start out just writing, and yeah, I get a thought and something to think about. And every day or so, I'll add to it until I come to the conclusion. I have no idea how I'm going to end the story.
No. That's cool, because it's something that you probably even you didn't expect and just come out to you. And it's something different. Mm-hmm. And creative. And every writer also has bumps along the road. What has been one of the biggest obstacles you face, and how did you overcome it?
I don't know. Sometimes it's just like I don't have a story. I don't know what to do yet. I mean, I've created all these stories, and all of a sudden it comes to me. Or I might write a poem. I'm like, I've got to write a story about this. Or people, just meeting people every day, inspires me. So that's basically where I get my inspiration. My newest book is called A Wreck of Peace. And this is something that happened to me. I was in a horrible accident, and I got through it, and came out of it without any major, my car was totaled, but it was a story about how I got through it. And it has poems, it has biblical themes in it, or something from like the Bible stories. And it kind of gave me, took me to a place where I could let go of what I had experienced and went through.
Okay.
And it's my newest book. And I think it's awesome because it's more like an inspiration book for grieving. It's only like 30 pages, but it tells the story how I got through this thing, through the wreck. It's called A Wreck in Peace. It's my newest book.
Okay. And with so many books published now, I think you've wrote a lot. And is there something you can do now that you couldn't when you started?
Oh, I just feel I've achieved more success. You know, every story I write, you know, I'm becoming more literate. And I also play like a lot of word games, give me different words to use, different tenses. I don't even know what they mean. I look them up and then I might use them in the book. So I've grown a lot through just learning myself, you know.
Yeah, because at the end, it's a learning process for you and for us that we are reading your books. And for now, what's the most rewarding moment you've experienced as a published author?
That I write for people. I write for others. I don't write for myself. And my biggest thing I love the most is when somebody's read my book and tells me how they loved it. They thought, well, they really liked the theme. They liked everything about the story. That is what I look for. I'm looking for, you know, just that fact that I'm doing good. I'm doing okay. And that's like even my first book. I had no idea if it was good or not. And that people, I sold some to friends, my relatives. I gave some to, you know, other people, friends, and they loved them. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to continue. They loved the stories. The Other Side of Life is like my first one. It's the first story I wrote.
Yeah, and when you look at your books now, do you have a favorite scene, line, poem that still resonates with you?
I'd say my books are like my children. I don't know if you're married or have children. Do you have any children? Are you married?
Yeah, but just one. That's my favorite.
All right. Each child is different. And I don't know how they're going to sell, how they're going to do. And some children do very well, others do not. So it's kind of the same thing where I don't know where these children are going, but they're all like my little children. I'm setting them free to see how and where they're going to go.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, many listeners are dreaming of publishing. What's one piece of advice you will offer about staying motivated and finishing a book?
Basically, the best thing to do is just do it yourself. I mean, go on to go Kindle Direct Publishing, and you can do everything right there. You can pick the cover. You can put in your book. And it's some work. You have to work at it, but it's a lot of work to get it done. But it's the easiest way to do it, and it costs nothing. And then you can sell the books for as much as you want.
Okay. And writers often say that they learned most from the writing process itself. What have your books taught you about yourself?
Like, how did I get here? How did I do this? I'm just surprised. It's like, oh, now I know what I'm going to do. Now I know the ending. I the beginning, and now I know the ending. And I just go with it and keep going and making the story work.
Yeah,
and I don't even know where I'm going. I'll start with one. I don't even number the pages. I just keep writing and writing and writing until I get to the point. It's like, okay, it's the end. And then I end the story.
Yeah. And are you working right now in a new title, another novel, poem?
I am. I don't quit. Yeah, I'm starting a new one. It's called Be Kind. It's just very simple, be kind. And it's about, I belong to a senior group, and one lady came in with a to be kind sign. And I'm like, what is this? What is this all about? You know, this has helped a lot of people. And what you do is you get a be kind sign, then you write one of your own, and you pass it on to somebody else. It's like pay it forward. I thought, this is such a unique thing. So I decided to do a story called Be Kind.
Okay, awesome. And finally, how can fans connect with you, or where they can find your books? Do you have any website or?
They're on Amazon. You can purchase them all on Amazon. And I do have It's called Author Alfred Jendrasik. And you can go on there and you can see all my, I have all kinds of stuff. I have flyers. I have every, you can go on there and you can see all kinds of stuff. I have a lot of stuff on there that you could probably really enjoy and see what I'm all about. Okay. I really don't have a place where, I don't know how to do it, where I can maybe connect with some of the people so they can know who I am. That's my biggest thing, is I need to get out there. I need people to know who I am, because I believe I'm good. I think I have a talent, and God's blessed me with it. And that's my biggest thing, is I want to get known. So people know who I am and what I am and where I come from.
Yeah, and this is going to help the people to know you a little bit more. And they also can find you through your website, through your books, read his books. This is something that it's going to be... it opens your mind to see not only the story, it's also the author, that it's different, and it wants to share something with you. Thank you so much, Alfred, for being here. It's such a pleasure having you.
And you too. Friend. Thank you so much for your help.
And God bless. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your work and sharing your passion. And listeners, be sure to check his books. Thank you for tuning in to Authors Radio, Amplifying Voices, Inspiring the World. Join me next time for another inspiring conversation. In the meantime, happy listening.
Thank you.